Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on the Sound of Power Time of Intercessory Prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are so excited that you are joining us this morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. We are going to give you a few moments, please, just to bring your minds into a state of worship. So please listen to the worship music this morning as we prepare to enter in into that place of intercessory prayer. Let your hearts be ready to receive the spirit of intercession, to move into that time of prayer and worship before the Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Moments just to step into a place of worship, to get yourself ready for this time of prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord. We're going to release the lines now to go ahead and take prayer requests. Give me a few seconds. If you have a prayer request. We want you to go ahead now and share your prayer request with us.
God, this is Evania Porter, Stella Mother. I'm calling and thank God able to call me in this morning, making my prayer request for myself and my family.
Amen.
Praise Lord, Sister Sandra.
Praise the Lord, Maggie Tony. We have, Mother Maggie Tony, we have your prayer request. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank God for the bread.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Anyone else with prayer request?
Good morning, Ella Melinda. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. This is Mother Morgan. I just want to put my family on the prayer list. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. We have you. Amen. Any other prayer requests? Any other prayer requests at this time? Okay, the 10 intercessors that are on the line, if you can go ahead and share your name with me so we can prepare for our time of intercessory prayer.
Carla.
Amen. Thank you, Carla.
Sharon.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl. Thank you. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to have Sharon to open us up praying. I'm sorry, Miss Cheryl. Cheryl to open us up doing the opening prayer and praying for those that were affected by the storm, and just praying for continued peace from the storm by the grace of God. So we want you to pray regarding Hurricane Florence. Cheryl, as you do your opening prayer, as well as the prayer request that was shared this morning. And then we're going to have Carla to follow Cheryl. And Carla, you'll pray for leadership, both spiritual and natural. And Sharon will follow Carla, praying for our youth and our young adults and our children. And then I will come back with our closeout. Amen. So we'll ask you just to try to keep it in the 7 to 10 minute time limit as we go into prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord. Cheryl, please go ahead and open us up.
God, we thank you for this day. Oh, God, we thank you that we have come together and there's an opportunity, oh, God, to lift up your name this morning. Father, oh, God, we come as one voice and one mind this morning, oh, God. We thank you as we leave our cares at the altar, oh, God, and that you are consuming us right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for the anointing, oh God, fresh wind blowing in the atmosphere this morning, this time of intercession, oh God. We gathered this morning, oh God, to say how gracious you are to us, oh God, that we were not consumed last night, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, because you are faithful, God, that you are God, and there is none like you. We exalt your name, oh God, as we yield our hearts to you this morning, oh God, as we are cleansing our spirits, as your spirit is cleansing our minds, oh God, as we remain, oh God, in the posture of prayer and intercession. We are grateful you tonight, this morning, oh God. We're grateful that there is this opportunity, God. We thank you, oh God, that we can come asking you for forgiveness this morning, oh God, asking as we're asking, oh God, your cleansing, and as we're speaking this morning, you're giving us this time, oh God, to get this time of refreshing in the anointing, with the anointing oil, oh God. Father God, we have gathered from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. We come this morning by faith, oh God, leaning and trusting on you this morning, oh God, because you are our God and there's none like you, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Jehovah, for being our provider this morning, oh God. We thank you, Jehovah, for being our healer this morning. We thank you, oh God, for being our deliverer, oh God. You, oh God, as we dwell this morning in your secret place, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for there is none like you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving this morning, oh God. We thank you for cleansing, oh God. We thank you for renewal this morning, oh God. We thank you that you are our deliverer this morning, oh God. And those, oh God, that are here, oh God, and that have come, oh God, because of the storm, oh God. Those, oh God, that have been able to evacuate, oh God, and thanking you, oh God, for their divine protection, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have given them a place of shelter, oh God, that you have given them places, that you are their shield and their buckler, and then, Father God, that you have diffused the spirit of fear, oh God, that you provide provision this morning, oh God, and that you, Father God, have given them an opportunity, oh God, oh God, to come to a place of safety, oh God. Father God, that we know, oh God, that even in this time, oh God, when the earth is groaning for your return, oh God, that the signs, oh God, are prevalent, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as the winds have blown, oh God, and even as the rains have fallen, oh God, that you, oh God, we're in the midst, oh God, of shelter and protection, oh God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that they will trust in you, oh God, and that the fear is scattered, oh God, for you, oh God, are their strength, oh God, for you, oh God, are their salvation this morning, oh God, and that we have an opportunity, oh God, to share your word with those who have come from the different places because of the storm, oh God, that they will see and know that your hand is mighty, oh God, that you are the great I am, even in the midst of the storm, oh God. So we thank you for peace that's been released, oh God. We thank you for provision that's given to those, oh God, that are in the place of safety, oh God, because they have been evacuated, oh God, but you are the one, oh God, the strong tower this morning, and we thank you that we can intercede on their behalf, oh God, and Father God, that their provisions are made, oh God, and even that the government thinks that they have it all together, we know that you are the resource, oh God. You're the great provision, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. We bless your name this morning for being God, and we thank you for the faith that's been released on the line this morning. Those who have come, oh God, knowing that you're the answer, oh God, that they can find the hope in you this morning, oh God. So we thank you from Evangelist Maggie Pointer this morning, Father God. She's come to release her faith this morning to you, oh God. We gathered this morning to agree with her petition, oh God. We thank you that the word has gone before her, oh God, and your word says that you heal, oh God, and that you deliver from all manner of destruction this morning, oh God. So as her faith has been released and her petition has been spoken this morning, oh God, we thank you in advance for the answered prayers on her behalf, oh God. We thank you for the move of the fresh anointing on her body this morning, oh God. We thank you for the move of the fresh anointing in her spirit this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you do all things well, oh God, and as her faith is released this morning, oh God, that you are with her, oh God, and that where she is, oh God, that she will be consumed, oh God, with the anointing oil, by the power of the Spirit of the living God this morning. You're her God. You are her God, and we thank you, oh God, that you come to see about her this morning, and that as she uttered her prayer request and released her faith, oh God, we gathered and agreed this morning that, God, that you would do exceedingly, oh God. And abundantly, oh God, and more than she can even think or ask, oh God, for the power of Christ that worketh within her, oh God, and that your word is true and your word is sharper than any two-edged sword in her life this morning, oh God. So we are grateful, oh God, that the woman of God has come by faith this morning to release, oh God, and believing that you're doing it for her this morning, oh God. We thank you for her family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for salvation this morning for our families, oh God, in the mighty name name of Jesus, and as the woman of God has opened her mouth and declared that you would do for her family, we thank you for Mother Flowers this morning, oh God, believing, oh God, being standing in the gap for her family this morning, oh God. We know that God is with her, oh God, and that she comes this morning, oh God, believing, oh God, in advance that you would do this for her, oh God. So we stand in agreement, oh God. We stand in agreement this morning, oh God, with Mother Flowers, oh God. We stand in agreement for every unspoken request this morning, oh God. Father God, we are grateful to you this morning, oh God, this opportunity, oh God, knowing that you're hearing us and knowing that you're doing, oh God. And Father God, we release our cares to you this morning, because you're the great I am and the everlasting Father. We magnify thy name this morning, oh God. We thank you for the yoke that's broken this morning, oh God, that the yoke, oh God, that you, oh God, can handle all things and you do all things well, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for the peace that passes all understanding that's released in this atmosphere, oh God, for those, oh God, oh, for those, oh God, who are concerned about the lost, oh God. We lift them up before you, oh God, that they will come, oh God, that they will believe, oh God, knowing that you, oh God, have the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer for this dying world. You are the answer for this community. You are the answer for those who have escaped the storm, oh God. You are their shelter. You are their buckler, oh God. And we stand in agreement this morning. We stand in agreement this morning. We stand in agreement of this morning, oh God, that you're doing, oh God, great things, oh God, that you are the great I am. And we thank you, oh God, as we continue this morning with prayer and supplication, and that as we have made our request known unto you, oh God, that the peace of God, we thank you, you said, oh God, that when you had to leave, oh God, that you would leave your peace. Oh God, your peace that helps us through the storms, your peace that helps us through times of sickness, your peace that gives us encouragement, oh God, when there's no ways but your way, oh God, your peace, oh God, we stand in agreement with your peace this morning. There's strength in your peace this morning. There's salvation and deliverance in your peace, oh God, this morning. There's healing, oh God, through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. And Father God, we thank you for salvation. Oh God, we thank you for the agreement of salvation this morning, and we thank you as we go forth in prayer this morning, believing and trusting you this morning, oh God, that you are our God and there's none like you, and we honor your presence on this line, oh God, and we continue this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you on this morning, oh God. Lord, we just thank you on this morning, oh God, that you are our Lord and you are our King, oh God. You are our Master, Father God, and you are everything on this morning, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a shield around us, oh God. We thank you on this morning, Father God, that you are our great and exceeding reward on this morning, Father God. We thank you on this morning, Father God, that you are our rock and our fortress, oh God, our strong tower and our mighty deliverer, oh God, on this morning, Father God, it's indeed that we put our trust, Father God. Let us not be made ashamed as a people, oh God, and let not our enemies, oh God, triumph over us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come standing in the gap on this morning, oh God, and making up the hedge on this morning, oh God. We come lifting up, oh God, leaders before you on this morning once again, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up, oh God, our president before you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, all the state representatives, the governors, oh God, the mayor, the city councilors, oh God, my God, the judges, the state representatives, oh God, all those who enforce laws, Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, we know that you are large and you are in charge, Father God. We know that the heart of the king is in your hand, Father God, and that you would turn it, oh God, whichever way you will, Father God. So I pray on this morning, Father God, I pray for them on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you would give them divine guidance and divine direction, instruction, God, oh God, that you would give them counsel, Father God, concerning the laws of the land, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for those who enforce laws, Father God, on this morning, and oh God, and those, oh God, that are in authority, Father God, over us in any kind of way, God, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord, oh God, will rest upon them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would give them godly, God, wisdom, oh God, godly knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that you would give them solutions, Father God. I pray that you would give them strategies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, concerning our cities, oh God, and our states, oh God, concerning the issues in the land, Father God, with the unemployment, God, with drugs and murders, oh God, with racial problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, economical problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would put a conviction in their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, concerning, God, your people, Father God, concerning the land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would give them to make right decisions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would get into their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would give them to operate in the truth, in the spirit of truth, Father God, in fairness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, God, that you would expose the spirit of greed, Father God, hallelujah, God, even those, Father God, that you would expose those, God, that you have set in office, oh God, Father God, that will use things for their own advantage, oh God, and personal gain and personal profit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I need to see. I pray that you would deal with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said that you would put one up and you would take another down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would put godly men and women, oh God, in places, oh God, in the natural arena, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you on this morning, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would go into our system, our judicial system, Father God, and you would expose and root out the evil and the unfair and the wicked leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you will raise up people, oh God, of integrity, oh God, people of truth, Father God, and people of honesty, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you would just have your way, God, oh God, over the United States of America, oh God, and everybody that's holding a position of leadership, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would just speak to their hearts and that you would speak to their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would begin to turn, oh God, hallelujah, situations around, oh God. Oh God, that you would turn them around, Father God, hallelujah, God, according to the way that you willed and you purposed it to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, on this morning, I thank you, oh God, for every natural leader, oh God, and I thank you for every spiritual leader as well on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I lift up every spiritual leader on today, Father God, those that you have put in authority, oh God, Father God, those that you have put, oh God, over the fivefold ministry, Father God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, I just pray for them on today. I pray, oh God, that you, that a double portion of your presence and your anointing, God, most of all, your power, oh God, will rest upon them on today. Father God, I just lift them up before you on today, Father God, and I pray, oh God, I pray for the spirit of encouragement on today, Father God, and I pray that you would encourage your leaders on today, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would encourage their hearts and their minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would lift the spirit of heaviness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would lift every burden on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray against, Father God, the spirit of worry on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And everything, oh God, that will come against them, Father God, hallelujah, that would plague their souls on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But I pray, Father God, on this morning, Father God, that you would encourage them, oh God, and you would console them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, Father God, that you would even mend the broken hearts, oh God, of the leaders, oh God, leaders, oh God, that are serving, oh God, and their hearts have been broken on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would mend the broken heart on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on today, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you would have your way, God, in your leaders, oh God, and I pray that you would just instruct them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would give them your divine guidance in this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak to their hearts, oh God, and you will speak to their minds, Father God, and
and you will minister to them, oh God. Oh God, only as you can, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you will release, oh God, your ministering angels, oh God, and your warring angels, oh God, and your guarding angels over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, in their spirit, man. I pray on this morning, God, that their faith would not fail them, Father God. I pray on this morning, Father God, that work that you've entrusted into their hands, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will cause them to think on your promises, oh God. Everything that you promised them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even when you called them to the work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you made them some promises, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you would give them to stand on the word of the Lord on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, that they will call the word of God, that they will recall it to their mind, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're knowing that you're faithful to your promises, oh God. Knowing that when you speak something, oh God, you'll bring it to pass. When you speak it, that you will make it good, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would just touch. I pray for the provision, oh God, of your leaders on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for divine provision. I pray, oh God, for divine, Father God, favor upon their lives on this morning. My God, I pray, oh God, favor before you, God, favor before man. I pray that you will begin to open up doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you will make ways out of no way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, oh God, that you will go before them, that you will make the crooked road straight, the rough area smooth, oh God. God, that you will cause mountains to become plains in their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that they're believing you for, oh God, for their ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that they're believing you for, oh God, for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for divine alignment on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that you will bring everything into divine alignment, oh God, and you will cause everything to come full circle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for their physical strength on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, and I pray for their healing on today, oh God. Oh God, that you will heal their minds, God, that you will heal their hearts, Father God. Oh God, that you will heal their bodies on today, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would do it, oh God. Oh God, that you would meet them right where they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Even the things, oh God, that are weighing on their heart, oh God, and the things that they are pondering in their minds, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even the things that they can't share and the things that they can't even speak, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would meet them in that place, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would minister to them, oh God. Oh God, minister to your leaders on today, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, minister to them, oh God. Oh God, minister to them shepherd to shepherd on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would be their strength, oh God, and you would be their source, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on today, Father God, and I pray that you would cover them on today, oh God. Cover your leaders on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would cover them with your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. That you would cover their minds, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, and you would cover their thoughts and their thought patterns, oh God. My God, that you would cover their finances, oh God. That you would cover their ministries with your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that you would cover their marriages on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that you would cover their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, that you would cover everything, oh God, that concerns them and everything that's attached to them, everything that's related to them, everything that's connected to them, oh God. Let your blood cover, Father God. Let your blood prevail on this morning, Father God, that when the enemy sees the blood, oh God, that he will have to pass over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for a Passover anointing, oh God, that will rest upon your leaders, God, on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that you will strengthen them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, on this morning, Father God. I pray that you will be their defense and you will be their refuge, oh God, in a time of trouble, Father God. Oh God, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them to trust in you, oh God. Give them to trust in you, Father God. Hallelujah, God. When they can't see you, oh God, when they don't understand, when they can't trace you, Father God, I pray that you would give them to trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that you would cause them to be built up on their most holy faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would give them endurance in this hour, Father God, and you would give them such tenacity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to continue to press on in the work. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just build them up, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and give them to know, oh God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, oh God. But the Lord will deliver them out of them all, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them to know, oh God, that even in their light afflictions, Father God, it's only for a moment, my God. Oh God, but you're working a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. My God, I pray that you will minister to your leaders on this morning, oh God. Oh God, give them to know that we've been endured for a night, my God. My God, but joy comes in the morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would encourage your leaders on today, my God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, give them to know, oh God, hallelujah, that even in their trouble, oh God, that even when they're troubled, oh God, hallelujah, in their distress, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are there, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would make ways in the wilderness, oh God. My God, and you would give rivers in the desert, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I just pray for them on today, oh God, that you would provide everything that they need on today. I pray that you would anoint them afresh on today, Father God. I pray that you would begin to deposit a word into their spirit, oh God, that those, oh God, that have to stand before your people and minister on tomorrow, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would anoint them, oh God, and you would anoint them afresh, oh God. I pray that you would give them a word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, that will minister to your people, oh God. My God, that will pull your people out of bondage, oh God. A word of salvation and a word of hope, oh God. My God, in this world, my God, hallelujah, for the things that we're dealing with, your people are dealing with on today. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would, oh God, that you would sharpen their discernment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would just pour into your leaders on today, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would meet them at the point of their need, oh God. Only you know what they stand in need of, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But I pray that you would meet them right there in that place where they are, oh God. Oh God, and you would begin to minister, and you would begin to pour out, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and you will fill them, oh God. I pray that you will fill them to the overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I thank you for every leader on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be an abundance and an outpour, Father God, of your spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will release your spirit over them, oh God. Oh God, your spirit without measure on today. I pray that the Holy Spirit on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would have your way in their lives, oh God. So we thank you for your leaders on today, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing in their lives on today, oh God. We thank you for their call on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you for the assignment on today, oh God, and the assignment that you've entrusted into their hands, oh God. Oh God, so we bless you for the leaders on today, oh God. We say, let the will of the Lord be done on today, oh God, and have your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you and we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God, for being our God, our Lord and our Savior, our keeper and our sustainer. And God, this morning, we thank you for the day that you have made. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be on this side, oh God, that we are alive. We come, oh God, with everything that's within us, every breath that we take. We come, oh God, to give you glory, honor, and praise. And this morning, God, we thank you for the elders that are on this line. We thank you for each and every mother that felt it not robbery to pray and to ask for prayer for their children, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those mothers of dying, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would touch their bodies, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them, oh God, that you would make a way out of no way. God, you know what they need, but God, their specific prayer, oh God, is for their children. So God, this morning we lift up children, oh God, unto you. We lift up our young adults, oh God. We lift up our children. We lift up our grandchildren, our children's children, our nieces, our nephews. God, this young generation, and we ask, oh God, that you would have your way. We ask, oh God, that you would move in their lives. We ask, oh God, that you would save, that you would deliver, that you would heal. Oh God, that you would raise them up to be a generation that loves you with their whole heart. We pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ for our righteous seed this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would visit them where they are, that they would not become, oh God, those that are more in love with this world than they are in love with you. But God, we ask, oh God, that you would open up their spiritual eyes and you would touch their heart, oh God. You would cause them, oh God, to find you where they are. Oh God, that you would help them, oh God, not to repeat the mistakes of the past generation, oh God, but they would love you. They would seek you, oh God. They would honor you. They would obey you. And so, God, this morning we are lifting up this generation. We're lifting up those, oh God, that know the way, oh God. We ask, oh God, that they won't become, oh God, those that know you, but God, deny your power. So, God, this morning we are asking you to anoint them, to save them, to deliver them, to fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, allow the Holy Ghost to rest, rule, and abide with them this morning. God, we pray for our spiritual leader children. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that know the way, that have departed from the way. Oh God, we pray, oh God, that they would find their way back unto you. So God, we ask that you would put a hook in their mouth and draw them back to the kingdom. And then God, we pray for those, oh God, that don't know the way. We pray for this generation, oh God, that have risen up, oh God, that don't have a love for God, that don't love themselves, oh God, that are lost, that are walking in darkness. We pray, oh God, that you would send your power of salvation and find them where they are. Oh God, we pray for those young men, oh God, that are lost, that don't have a father, so they don't even know the great Father. They don't know you who are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They are lost, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would find them. We ask, oh God, that you would guide them into all truth. We ask, oh God, that you would reveal unto them who you are and who you've created them to be. God, we pray this morning. We pray for our young women that are silly. You have called silly women in your word. God, we ask that you would cause them, oh God, their mindset to change. We ask, oh God, that you would cause their desires to change, that they would seek not after man, but God, they would seek after you, oh God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, God, we ask that you would help them and teach them, oh God, how to love themselves, how to love, oh God, their children. We pray, oh God, for this lost generation. We pray, oh God, that you would wake them up and then, God, give them examples. Holy examples, righteous examples that they can see, oh God, that they can mimic. So God, we pray for the body of Christ, young and old this morning, and we ask, oh God, that you would visit us and be with us. God, that you would heal us, deliver us, and save us. God, that you would renew us. And then God, for those young people that are seeking, we pray, oh God, they're seeking for something in all the wrong places. God, we ask that where they go, that they would find you. For we know that you are everywhere. If we lift our eyes up in hell, you're there, oh God. And so, God, we ask that as they seek, that they would find you. Help us, oh God, to come alive on the earth as the body of Christ. So when they look, they can find you in us. And so, God, we ask that you would arise. Arise, oh God, and cause your enemy to scatter. Arise, oh God, in this generation and cause their heart to be turned to you. Arise, oh God, in this generation and cause them to seek after the truth. Arise, O God, in this generation and cause young men to become godly men. Arise, O God, in this generation and cause young women, O God, to be warriors in prayer as well as, O God, in the spirit. Arise, O God, and cause this generation to come to know you in the pardon of their sins. Oh God, we pray this morning for our generation and the generations to come. Help them, oh God, to know you. But God, we pray that you would help us to show them who you are. So God, allow our life to line up with your will and allow our life to line up with your word. And we ask this all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We believe it to be so, oh God. And we say amen and amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we honor you this morning. Father, we give you the fruit of our lips. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name, O God. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you, O God, for this time, O God, that you allow us even now, God, to come together. Hallelujah. O God, that we might lift up our voices on one accord. Mando shatandiando rabadiando she mando shekodianda la baha satando eandelabasia e corianda la base corianda la voce coda la base e conanana la manciando rande bohosha e corianda la baha siando shekoda la base
oh yes God
e coda la manciando shekoma manciando la base oh God e mando shekoda na na manciya oh God e mando shekoda Hey, yando la mando, shekoda la baha, siando she. Oh, God, emando, shatambi ando, shekoda la base. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless your holy name today. Ekandi ando, shatama. Oh, God, emando, shekona manchi ando, shekoda la base. Yanda la base, koda ne la mando, sha. Oh, God, emando, shekoda manchi ando. Oh, God, we worship you today. We enter, oh, God, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you today, oh, God, and we bless your name. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that your will might be done even in the earth. Oh, God, that your Shekinah glory, my rest on us, glory, I God, that your glory might rest. Oh, God, that you might be in the midst of us. And we bless you for it today. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your kindness. We bless you, oh, God. I God, that you are watching over us today, that you are with us, that you are leading and guiding and directing us today, oh, God. And so we just praise you. We pause for a moment, God, this morning, just to give you praise, just to give you glory, just to give you honor, oh God, just to acknowledge, hallelujah, oh God, who you have been in our lives, oh God, all the ways that you have made, all the doors that you have opened, oh God, hallelujah, the opportunities, oh God, that you have presented before us, Father, we say thank you today. We thank you today, oh God, that your name is still a strong tower and that the righteous is running to you, and in you, God, they are finding safety. We thank
thank you, oh God, that safety is in your name. We thank you, oh God, that you are our pavilion. We thank you, oh God, that you are our strong tower. We thank you, oh God, that you are our redeemer. God, that you are everything we need today. God, we pray this morning, God, for when our heart is overwhelmed in us, we can run, oh God, to the rock that is higher than we are. We thank you, oh God, that you are our hiding place. Oh God, that you are our place of rest. Oh God, God, that you are everything that we need when we need it. That you are our wheel in the middle of the wheel. God, we understand that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears us and delivers us out of all of our troubles. And so we thank you for being a deliverer today. We thank you for being a shield to us. We thank you that you are our shield and our buckler. Oh God, that you are our mighty battle axe, oh God. Oh God, thank you for being our battle axe. Thank you, oh God, God, what will we do without you? We bless you this morning. We bless you, God, in God, for being the God of breakthrough. We bless you this morning, God, for being the God that goes into the deep places. We bless you this morning, God, for being the God that breaks up the fallow ground. We bless you this morning for being the God that breaks the generational curses. Every curse, oh God, God, that's been in our family line. Oh God, we bless you this morning. God, that you are driving out. God, we thank you that you're the curse breaker. God, we reject everything that tries to hold on to us. For you're the God, God, that will show favor, and grace and mercy unto a thousand of generations, unto those that love you. And so we bless you today for the grace that is extended to us. We thank you, God, for the love, God, that you pour out unto us. We thank you that we abide in your love. We abide in your grace. We reject every word curse. We reject, oh God, every spirit of doubt that's in our mind. Everything that's in opposition to what the word of the Lord says about us. We reject it today. We reject you, you unclean spirit. We reject you, you whispering demon. We reject you this morning. And we send you back to the sender. And we plead the blood today. We thank God for our blood covenant. Thank you for the covenant this morning, God. Oh, God, you are a covenant keeper. And God, you have made covenant with us. And so today we call to mind the covenant. We bring to remembrance what you promised us. So today I speak over us, oh God, that we shall declare the word of the Lord over our lives, that we shall speak good health, that we shall speak sound mind and sound spirit, that we shall speak soundness over us. We declare that the situations in our life will not break us. We speak to the storms in our life and we declare that the storms must come to pass. We declare that we're in covenant with the storm chaser. We declare that we're in covenant with the God that redeemed us, the one that brought us out and humiliation, the one that brought us out of any shit, out of shame. And so we bless you this morning that the spirit of shame is not our portion. But they that hope in you, O God, shall not be brought to shame. Father, I thank you for the spirit of honor, O God, that you place on us. I thank you that you are honoring us in this hour. Father, I praise you for the honor, O God, that you pour on the sanctified believer, the honor that is poured out on your beloved. I thank you. And now we are the sons of God. And so, Father, I pray for us because we are in relationship. We are under your divine ownership. And so, Father, because we are your sons, for you say, as many as received you, you gave them the power to become the sons of God. For as many as called on your name. And so, God, this morning, I decree and I declare that we shall operate in the exousia, the legal authority, the power to bind and to loose. I decree and I declare, our God, that we shall open our mouths wide, that our God may fill it. Fill our mouths with good things. Fill our mouths with wisdom. Fill our mouths this morning.
Oh, yeah, Young women,
women. I pray for them. I pray for the seasoned women. That they'll release. I come against the spirit that binds them. Oh, God. Enlarge today. Thank you for bringing us into our enlarged place. Ayando la mando she. Ayando la vosha tama. Oh God. An hour of enlargement we declare. Mando sha. Mando she kodamanche God. Meet us today. Meet us, Father. Ekodamanchea. Everything we do today, God, meet us, we pray. Go before us. Prepare our way. Oh, God, yes. Sound. Release a sound today in the atmosphere, God, that would drive out demonic activity. Everywhere we go. All the money activity be driven out of our presence.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Mando shot.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God, increase our ability, God, to see. Speak to our vision now. My God, those, oh God, that are being challenged in their vision, their ability to see. Jesus, I pray that their eyes be open, Father. We pray for those, oh God, that have gotten, God, some disappointing diagnosis concerning their vision, God, concerning their ability to see. We pray for their eyesight now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would correct it. We pray correction right now in the name of Jesus. For those that are under the sound of my voice, Father, I pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will anoint their eyes with eye salve that they might. I pray, God, that you would anoint their eyes, oh God, that you would correct every issue, God. Father God, we get every diagnosis of glaucoma today. We bind, Father, your word to glaucoma diagnosis today. Every vision, God, diagnosis, Father, we call you in now. We call you in now, and we plead the blood, and we bind the word now. And Father, we pray even now that their hearts will not be overwhelmed, God, even with the diagnosis. Oh, God, that they will not be discouraged. We come against this spirit of discouragement. And Father, anoint their eyes to see, we pray. And Father, increase even their spiritual vision, God, because the enemy dared. God, to touch their eyes in the natural, Father, we pray that you would give them a greater discernment, that you would give them a greater spiritual vision, God, that they will be able to see in the spirit. I pray, God, that you will increase them, that they will have eagle eyes in the spirit, that they will see the enemy afar off. We pray these things, God, for your kingdom advancement, God, that your kingdom might be enlarged in this hour. Yes, Lord. Restoration. Thank you for restoration.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mandosha.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for restoring.
Thank you. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Yando Lamando.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Our Redeemer. Our
Redeemer.
Our Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless you, God. Our Redeemer.
We bless you.
The one that brings us to the fire and the flood.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for finishing what you started in us.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. You're going before us, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. My God. Yes, Shatamandi. Oh, God. And we thank you for equipping us with everything that we need. Thank you for this moment of divine equipping. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you that we are equipped. We speak it into our atmosphere that we are fully equipped. Hayamando Shay. That we are equipped in this hour to fulfill our divine assignment. That we are equipped, God, to go into the regions, God, and to God, Imando Shay, to dismantle the works of the enemy. That we have been well equipped, God, to do the work. And so, God, right now we speak to our own psyche, to our own emotions. We speak to ourselves, oh God, that the failures of our past will not stagnate us any longer. That the spirit of stagnancy that has been in our life is broken now. That where we have failed to move forward, where we have failed, oh God, to do and to execute in times past, we speak now that that spirit of failure is broken and that the season of drought is over. That every dry place that we have been in our lives, we declare that we have encountered the living water. And we speak to the well of God. And we say, spring up, oh well, down in our soul. We speak to our well this morning. And we declare that the well of God shall break forth. I speak now, God, that there shall be a breaking forth of the web that's on the inside of us. Such a breaking, God, that it shall not be contained. That it will break forth and break down every hindering spirit. Everything that came, oh God, to stop us. I declare, Father, that in this hour, that what you have declared and that what you have done is unstoppable. Father, that the leash has been removed. Father, that you unleash us now, that every fetter and every chain that has been in our spirit, in our mental, in us mentally and restraining us. God, that it is broken. We will process. We will break forth. We will go forth. We will out. I declare this is the hour of advancement.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Against every spirit, spiritual force
tonight.
Yes,
we come against every spirit,
yes,
oh God, of spiritual miscarriage.
Yes,
we come against every spirit of fear,
oh
Lord,
yes,
and of spirit.
Yes,
we come against you now. Hekadi Ando Shake. We speak
in the name
over our
of Jesus.
Purpose. We speak over our promise. We declare that our purpose and our promise shall be full.
Yes,
and that we're producing
yes,
it out.
Yes,
and that it will do everything that God said it will do. And that you would send the caregivers. God told us that sick God take care of her. But that was you had given unto us. That God is our caregivers. That God is our vision builders. That God is our vision carriers. God, that you would send them into our faith. That you would send them into our lives. That you would order them. And I see I'm no shame.
You're
when we meet them. Open up our eyes, oh God, to identify those that you send, oh God, to build the vision. Those that you send to carry the vision. Those that you send, God, to birth, oh God, even an expanded vision. Ekandi Ando Shatama.
High above the heavens. Truly his glory is above the nations. Hallelujah. And we bless him today. And we bless him today. And we bless him today. And we bless his holy name today.
Yes,
and we thank
yes,
you for a completed work. That's what we believe. We believe in a completed work. A finished work. We believe everything that we have asked. God is good with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, God. My Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, thank you, Lord. My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we bless his name this morning. For the opportunity to come before him in prayer.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, thank you, Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, God. My God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. My Lord. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We bless the Lord for this time of prayer. Thank you all so much for joining us. You can meet us tonight at 9 p.m. for our time of intercessory prayer on our normal conference call line at 515-739-1015. It will be posted on Facebook, and you'll be able to join us tonight at 9 p.m. We thank you again for joining us during this time of intercessory prayer. This concludes our time of prayer this morning. God bless you, and go in peace. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, too. You also.
Bless you.